Thanks.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you that coming from the Northland down to Overland Parkway,
yeah,
the traffic is good, but once you hit Overland Parkway, it's starting to freezing rain again.
Oh, well, tell people, please be careful out there.
All right, you too.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome, Rocket.
Bye.
Bye.
Man, it is crazy outside looking out there. It's we're such a big city, but mm-hmm. it's kind of weird because where you live, do you get ice very often?
Yeah, it just depends. It's just that we get bad weather just like you do. It's just that sometimes we could have it and you don't, or you could have it and I don't, because we're so spread out and far away from each other. But today, everybody's got it. We have over 173 school closings. I got an alert from KNBC earlier that says Southwest is canceling some of their flights at KCI. It's just going to be a mess out there. The worst part of it's happening right now, the freezing rain, the heaviest between now and about 9 o'clock. But we're under an alert until 6 p.m.,
right.
And the temps are only going to drop and be down to 27 by the end of the day, so it's only going to get worse. So you just need to be careful, and if you can avoid going places,
right.
You need to. Like, for example, I have a doctor's appointment at 3:30,
we're
so
thinking,
my friend Dr. Ruiz should call me and say, hey, I'm just not going to go in the office today.
You know, I'm thinking,
I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
And I know I feel guilty because I like the fact, you know, I love the fact that my daughter's here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been able to spend some quality time with her and watch her work and everything. But she's supposed to hit the road to head, and I don't want her driving.
I don't think she should. I really don't. I mean, if there's 173 school closings in the area, it's for a reason. And if she could put it off, then she needs to.
We heard from our friends from the Northland. They were kind of freaking out because they're driving to work, and they're seeing lightning and hearing thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's freezing outside.
Yeah, and the reason that, like the call we just had heading south, it's getting worse because the storm's coming up from Wichita.
Right.
That's why. So it'll eventually get bad. The further north.
We'll keep you updated all morning long.
Trending topics are brought to you by EA Bridal. Looking for your perfect wedding dress? Come to the largest sample collection at the Grand Hall in Power and Light. For more info, go to eabride.com. Today is National Love Your Pet Day.
I love it.
Fun fact about pets. Statistics show the majority of households in the United States have at least one pet, and experts say owning a pet is good for stress relief and can help to lower blood pressure.
Walter's the love of my life. Mm-hmm. I totally get that.
I've always had a dog ever since I was a little girl. I mean, going back to being a baby, my parents had dogs before I was born.
Do you think a pet would help me with my anxiety and stuff?
No, because you wouldn't know how to take care of it because you are so anxious.
I think mm-hmm. if it was fully trained in a 0% stress situation, it would help you.
But that can never be guaranteed because even the most perfect animals are going to get sick.
True.
They're going to throw up.
How do they train these dogs to do this stuff, though?
Some of them are really smart. Some of them have little brains the size of a pea, like mine, and that makes them pee. But dogs are the most popular pets in America, according to a new survey. Cats are number two, and fish are number three.
Fish.
Yeah. Remember, we had a betta fish, and my mom was watching the kids one time. I think it's when we were in Mexico for one of our morning show trips, and I just got this one simple text that said, one dead fish. It was from my mom.
Yeah.
Like, well, thanks for that really sad and depressing.
I remember Jen being four. I used to have the fancy fish, you know, the saltwater fish tanks.
Uh-huh.
And it was
those
one.
Are expensive.
Yeah, they're very, very expensive. And I gave them to a friend of mine when we moved. But there was one fish that was just floating up top that had passed. And Jen just sat there, she's like four, just staring at the tank, pointing like, Daddy?
You're
that's
like,
so sad, Rocket.
That fish is doing a special trick, darling.
Yes,
it takes a lot of effort to float on the top like
so
that.
So I got her in front of the TV, watched Barney, and then waited, and then went to the store and got her another one just like it and put it back in the
nice.
Now she's listening. She
I'm
knows
she
just ruined everything in her life that she thought was real. Last week, Lucky Charms announced that they were getting rid of the yellow and orange hourglass marshmallow.
Yeah.
They've just revealed its replacement. It's going to be a magical unicorn marshmallow that's white with blue and purple swirls on the mane and horn. Boxes with the new unicorns are already shipping now. That is amazing. So how does NASCAR driver Austin Dillon celebrate his Daytona victory?
I got a text last night. It says Daytona 500 champ on it. Pretty cool. You'll never be able to see it either.
In case you missed that, he got a Daytona 500 champ tattoo on his butt. And we've been doing everything wrong, you guys.
Why?
According to a massive new study by a neurologist at the University of California, the key to long life is drinking alcohol. People who had around two drinks a day were 18% less likely to die early, which made it even more effective than exercising.
Really?
And the same study found it's better to be a little bit overweight than very thin. People who were slightly overweight, not obese, but just a little chunky, were 3% less likely to die early.
These are great news. Great results.
Get up! It's the Rocket and Teresa Show. Yeah. Waking up on Mix 93.3.